Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
And now.
And now, back to Hale Varsity Radio.
Back with you, Hale Varsity, powered by Cornhead Lager. Chris Schmidt and Connor Clark. Elijah is off on vacation. He is in Colorado. Can stream the show, Hale Varsity YouTube channel, Hale Varsity Radio, Twitter at HVarsity Radio. We welcome in Jacob Padilla with us from Hale Varsity and Herd at Sports at Jacob Padilla underscores where you follow him. Jacob, how is the road trip going?
Going pretty well. I'm kind of hitting the final stretch here on the way to St. Louis. Got another hour, 20 or so driving, and I'll be there.
Well, thanks for making time to talk some hoops with us. And, you know, what's your gut feel right now? Nebraska basketball fans and just fans of basketball around the state, Creighton, Nebraska, want to know what's next with Chucky Hepburn, Frankie Fiddler. And, I'm interested to get your view, your vibe, if it's both together in a landing spot, or do you think they both kind of check out where the best fit is? And while it would be cool to play together again, maybe that's not necessarily a guarantee. What's your read on this?
Yeah, it certainly seems like the last few days he set things a little bit. Obviously, Frankie delayed his commitment, and then Chucky entered the portal, so that kind of dramatically changed things for where they were on Sunday or so. I definitely think playing together is a very strong consideration for them. I don't know that it's 100% that's what they're doing at this point. I think they'll continue to kind of make their own decisions, but there are some schools that are recruiting both of them together, I think. And it's something that, hey, if it works out, if that feels right, I think it's something they'd be excited about. If something else comes in and one of them feels like, all right, this is where I have to go, I don't think it's 100% done deal that they're going to, no matter where they go, it's going to be together. But I do think that Creighton, Michigan State, are both two schools that could take both of them together. We'll see kind of what I know that Frankie just visited Michigan State before Chucky entered, and that was kind of the last visit he took, and what I've heard, it went pretty well up there, and they obviously they have an opening at the point guard spot now with Tom Izzo announcing that A.J. Hogarth's not going to be back next year, so that would certainly seem to be one that is very much on the table, and we'll have to see kind of what other options come available here.
Jacob, this is really interesting, and I know a lot of Husker fans are not going to like hearing this, but I think it makes a lot of sense if both of them end up at Creighton, obviously because of the Omaha connections. And then when you look at both rosters on paper, I mean, they could fill in two spots that Creighton is losing in Ashworth and Shireman. Now, I'm not sure if Ashworth can come back or not, but those two could slide right in if he ends up leaving. That's kind of where my mind goes about if they're going to go somewhere together, that's where it's going to be.
I think it's more a Trey Alexander replacement for Chucky. It's not exactly the same, but Trey did a lot of the kind of ball handling and initiating with their top perimeter defender. I don't know that like an Ashworth Pepper backcourt is ideal in terms of size and role and all that, but I also think they're in a position where they're just going to get the best players available and kind of try to make it work there. And if these guys are interested, he's a proven starter in a high major conference, all conference defensive type of player. Like, you can add somebody like that. But maybe you think within your system there's some more offensive potential. You could see how that would work out, and then just kind of let Hepburn and Ashworth, if he chooses to come back, kind of let that play itself out. Obviously, they're still in the mix for some other players. I know Roddy Gale just visited. Creighton would be kind of that true two-guard size. So they still got a lot of things up in the air. But, I mean, yeah, it would make sense. Like, I think Creighton, when Chucky was coming out of high school, they recruited him, but, like, they really locked in on Ryan Nembhard, and that was kind of the guy that, like, he's going to be the point guard in this class. So it didn't really get that far between Creighton and Chucky, but it also wasn't like – I think Chucky and everybody understood that. Like, it wasn't like they're you're just not good enough or anything. But they found somebody they like. So I think their, like, relationship is still kind of open there. And I know I think they've made a push here to get him back in. I mean, obviously, Frankie is a lot of schools have been interested in him. They are losing some punch on the wing, some scoring, some shooting there. So, like, it definitely could be a fit. But then, like I said, Michigan State also, with kind of the openings they have, also seems like it would make a lot of sense there. Mm-hmm. So we'll have to see kind of what those two how they go through these next couple of days here and evaluate their options and what's most important to each of them and how they feel about these options. Like I said, I think they're considering it together, but I don't think it's like, all right, we have to do this together.
Jacob Adil is with us. It's Hail Varsity Radio. Jacob, I've also heard Louisville as a potential landing spot. Sparty and Louisville, the two schools for Chucky. Louisville's NIL. I mean, you know how basketball crazed the state of Kentucky is. Does that program seem like, okay, on one hand, you've got a boatload of NIL money for Chucky. That's always impressive. But that program's really in flux right now, isn't it? Would you know Chucky better than we've covered him, but you've been around that, you know, the high school basketball scene for a lot of years. Your thought on trying to make a winner out of a once, you know, blue blood, is that something that would intrigue Chucky along with that NIL benefit?
Yeah, I've heard some conflicting things on that Louisville interest and offer in terms of what that looks like, but certainly they are in the mix in some fashion. You can see how it would make sense, like a new coach trying to put things in a hurry, like bringing them in. You can be the point guard of the team that revitalizes Louisville. I think that would probably be something just as a competitor that would appeal to Chucky in a certain aspect. And then obviously, they heard some crazy numbers. I know, like, even with under Kenny Payne, like, NIL wasn't a problem. He just wasn't great at handling it. It wasn't ever that he didn't have enough money. Didn't quite know how to use it smartly. So, they've got a lot to throw around out there. But they also have an entire team to build. So we'll see kind of what plays out there. I think that is something on the table, though, that they have shown interest in. It could be appealing if they decide if Chucky and Frankie. But who knows at this point. I kind of just want to fast forward through these next few weeks here. Like it's been exhausting just trying to follow this stuff and make heads or tails of all the kind of little buzz here and there. You never quite know what to believe because so much gets thrown around and people in and around it kind of talk stuff around. Just like I know, like Jeff Goodman throughout the asking price for Omar Vallo was $1.2 million or whatever. I never believe any of that stuff because I know, like, what played out with Baylor Shireman and how the stuff that was talked about with him during his recruitment and how that ended up actually playing out. I think there's something with Jeremy Roach at Duke now, too, where someone put out some crazy number that he was asking for or whatever, and he responded like, yeah, that's I wish or something, or what he was making or something like that. But the numbers that get thrown around are always, I think, something you need to take with a grain of salt unless you truly trust who you're hearing from, because it's a giant gimmick with a telephone with how all the stuff is talked about.
Jacob, two names. You've got Connor Essing, the sharpshooter from Wisconsin.
Seagen,
thank you. I just know that he drained a lot of threes in the first half against Nebraska. He's in, and it looks like it's Iowa. Check that. Indiana, Ohio State, Maryland, Nebraska, kind of the four in that orbit. Also, Igor Milicic, Baylor, Nebraska, Tennessee. He's 6'10". He's the grad or the former Charlotte standout. Looks like weekend visits for Igor. Both those guys, do they seem like a fit for Fred? I know the talent speaks for itself.
Yeah, I would very much keep an eye on Ephesian. He just had the visit. That's definitely one that I think Raptor fans will want to take a closer look at. It just seems like he's a guy that I think Fred Hoiberg sees the talent and thinks like, oh, I can unlock him enough. This past year, it didn't go well for him. Things didn't really click with guard. He kind of went from a really promising guy as a freshman to barely in rotation, if at all, this past year. And now there's some defensive concerns. Quite like he was shown capable of. But that's another kind of like Griffith, where, yeah, this guy didn't have a great season, but you think you get him into a new environment and he could really thrive. And I mean, the good version of Connor Seagen would be somebody that certainly could thrive in a Fred Hoiberg system. Kind of seems like a perfect C.J. Wilcher type of replacement. Just throw him in there, run him off screen, get him open on for some shots in the perimeter, kind of give you some instant offense type of thing. So that's one for sure. I haven't looked at Milicic too much yet. Kind of trying to navigate all this stuff and figure out who's really they're interested in. But yeah, Seagen is one that I think Nebraska fans can really start looking at right now.
Jacob, about 90 seconds. Your feel today on Friday for William Kyle. It's Nebraska. It's Wake. Looks like his official visit's going to be over the spring game.
Yeah, I think this is kind of the final push for him. Taking his time, but I think they do want to get through all these visits, kind of evaluate everything they've heard and make that final decision here. So it's a big opportunity for Nebraska. One last spell here to really hammer home the chance to play close to home, chance to come in and provide, kind of be the piece that provides them what they were missing last year, chance to play, and obviously the Big Ten. So they've got a lot to sell here, and we'll just have to see kind of how well that visit goes over, how well the conversations go over, because he does have certainly some appealing options, and they're going up against some programs that have had a lot of success with players like William in the past. So, it's certainly a big weekend for this Nebraska staff if they really want to try to win that recruitment here and get another vocal kid in the program.
Jacob, we'll check in again. Great info as always. Have a great weekend of hoops, okay?
All right, sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate you. There he is, Jacob Padilla with Hail Varsity and Herd at Sports @JacobPadilla_. Some thoughts on these names when we come back.